Good morning. It's 8:16 down here at the Cable House. And joining me in the studio, we have Will Walker, who is a coach for the Boys Run program, and Rhett Walker, who is a student in the Boys Run program. And Becca Foster is also joining us. She's the Boys Run regional coordinator at Sitkins Against Family Violence. Will, I wonder if you could just start by telling us, what is Boys Run?
Sure. Boys Run is a program sponsored by the Sitkins Against Family Violence, or SAFE, organization. And there's a curriculum that's played out over the course of several months. It's two practices a week. We call them practices, but in essence, they're lessons. Mm-hmm. The boys are ultimately preparing for a 5K or 3.2-mile fun run in December. But over the course of the months of practice, we're also teaching them things during the practice sessions about how to make techniques for maintaining healthy relationships with their schoolmates, with adults, with other people, hopefully giving them some skills and techniques for resolving conflict in a constructive way. And it's generally how to maybe pursue a healthy lifestyle and have a healthy perception of themselves in life. And all this is kind of overlaid onto the practice schedule for this 5K.
All right, so running is kind of the context.
Absolutely.
And you have like a deeper learning message underneath.
Yes.
Rhett, good morning.
Good morning.
How old are you?
I am 8 years old and I'm in third grade at Keep Gushaheen.
And how long have you been doing Boys Run?
I have been doing Boys Run for 1 year. This is my first year doing it. And I would really like to do it next year.
And how did you find out about Boys Run?
My mom told me that my friend might be doing it, and I really wanted to see what Boys Run was like. And I took the chance and did it.
You took a chance. Were you a little nervous at first?
Yes, I was nervous because I didn't know who was going to be there.
And now that you've been doing it for a while, you say you really want to do it next year.
Yes.
That's a pretty positive review.
Yes.
What's your favorite part about Boys Run?
My favorite part is when we do our up and running activities, you don't know which one we're going to do, if we're going to do a really fun one that we already did, or if we're going to do one where we run laps to get ready for the 5K.
All right, so getting the wiggles out, that's great.
Yes.
And anyone who listens to KCAW, and myself included, we hear often mm-hmm. promos from Boys Run. This week in Boys Run, I learned, la la la. Do you get to talk on those sometimes, Rhett?
Only once.
Uh-huh.
Once I did one on healthy choices, and now I'm doing one on pretty much all the subjects we learn in Boys Run.
Okay. And Will, how do you teach young boys about these really important social ideas like bullying and kindness? How do you get that across to this age group?
Well, it can be a challenge, but the curriculum is very helpful that SAFE has put together. So the coaches are about five coaches on the Tuesday-Thursday session. I think a similar number on the Monday, or pardon me, the Tuesday-Thursday, similar on Monday-Wednesday schedule. But as coaches, we kind of meet before each practice session and look at the curriculum. And there's a set routine for each practice where there's a bit of a warm-up period, kind of a full-fledged in-motion practice period, and then we kind of have a wrap-up at the end. And we kind of maintain that routine for the sake of the curriculum. But at each session, we're working games into the practice where the kids are getting exercise, getting conditioned for the 5K, but at the same time, playing a game doing that to reinforce a lesson, be it something like blob tag, to reinforce the benefits of teamwork and communicating mm-hmm. as a group to make sure the group's moving the same direction, or a couple different variations on freeze tag. And then we have a couple variations on just what in a traditional environment would just be running around a track. We mm-hmm. have a couple ways to mix that up and work some of the content into doing laps. So kind of the kids, they get their exercise and get their conditioning for the fun run, and they get some life lessons as well. And sometimes it's hard to tell which is which, which is a good thing. So.
Yeah. And another thing about teaching these boys healthy life skills is that I've noticed from being a coach. So I have my experience as the program development team and the regional coordinator, but this is my first season coaching as well. And that these boys already have these life skills. We just have to reinforce them and teach them that it's okay to be themselves and show them that who they are is perfectly okay, and reinforce like values like respect and kindness and trying your best and teamwork and cooperation. And so we're just trying to facilitate their learning and their growing, and not necessarily trying to tell them what to do, but just show them how to live and how to be a good person.
That's really heartening to hear that most of these skills are kind of already inherent in this group of kids.
Yeah, I was really inspired by coaching and some of the lessons I would read and the content. I was like, oh, I'm not sure if they're going to grasp it. And then they totally did right away. Like there was one day where we all had ads from a magazine that were laminated, and then the boys had to run around the track and then put them in a different pile, like a girl pile and a boy pile, to see like what toys were supposed to be played with by who. And then the boys totally understood that kids can play with whatever toy they want, and girls can be whoever they want, and boys can be whoever they want. And we had a discussion about it at the end that just made me so happy. So it was really cool. I don't know if you remember that lesson, Rhett, but yeah.
It was about stereotypes. The lesson was about stereotypes.
And Rhett, what do you think about all this idea that you're running, but you're really learning some big stuff at Boys Run? How do you feel about that?
I feel pretty good about it, and I like doing it because you have fun while learning stuff at the same time.
Mm-hmm. What are some things that you've learned?
I've learned about BOFT, which is a technique you can use when you're in a stressful situation. Like when, let's say you had to give away your dog, you could breathe to calm yourself down. You could observe the situation you're in. You would feel what you're feeling, or determine what you're feeling. You would be feeling sadness, and talk to your parents or talk to your siblings if you have siblings.
Nice. So all of this is preparing you to be able to do the 5K fun run.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How might you use BOFT in the fun run?
I would use BOFT if you're feeling super tired. You would breathe to calm yourself down and kind of energize yourself to keep going. And you would... observe the situation you're in. It would be kind of a tired situation. You would feel how you're feeling, which would be tired. You would talk to your teammates and ask them for encouragement.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Great. Thanks.
Well done. Well said.
See, he already knows it.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. So, Rhett, is this going to be your first fun run?
Yes.
Okay. And have you done a 5K before?
Yes, I've done the turkey trot with my dad.
All right. Was that your practice?
Yes, definitely.
How did that go?
Pretty good.
You finished it?
Yes, but pretty slippery and wet.
Mm, yeah.
But you made it, even though it was tough.
Yes.
Cool.
Nice work.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to teach these boys, too, is that... they can achieve anything they set their mind to. So this 5K is kind of that theoretical goal at the end. So if they practice as a team and work hard, that they can achieve their goals. And so it's really important that the community comes out and supports these boys and shows them that the community of Sitka cares about boys like them. And so come out to the 5K.
Great. And that 5K is on December 9th,
This Saturday, yep.
This Saturday, okay. And it starts at Crescent Harbor Shelter at 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And you're hoping people will come and cheer.
Yeah.
Can people also come and run?
People can run if they want to, yeah, run with the boys, and they can come and cheer. And we're also looking for volunteers. If you're interested in volunteering, you can email Alaire Huey. Her email is ahuey, H-U-G-H-E-Y, at safe, safv.org. Or you can just go to our website and find a way to contact us about volunteering. But volunteering will be, like, super easy and cute, just cheering on the boys as they run. It's also space-themed this year, so if you have any space costumes or alien costumes you could wear, all the boys will be running in space-themed stuff, which will be super fun.
Wow, that is a cool detail.
Yeah.
You have a costume ready?
Not really.
We'll have one for the boys, yeah.
All right, well, we're out of time. I would love to hear more about the fun space costumes, but come to the Boys Run Fun Run this Saturday, December 9th, 10 a.m. at the Crescent Harbor Shelter. And thank you all so much for being here this morning.
Yeah, thank you, Caitlin.
No, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
We've been talking to Will Walker, coach for Boys Run, Rhett Walker, a student in Boys Run, and Becca Foster, the Boys Run Regional Coordinator at Sickens Against Family Violence. Have a great morning, folks.